Chapter 5. Here we were, smack in the middle of an age of angry and cynical myth-busting, and suddenly I was being called America's Sherlock Holmes in one of the country's more influential, or at least best-read magazines. What a complete crock that was. And it was still bugging me that morning. An investigative journalist named James Truscott had decided to follow me around and report on the murder cases I was working on. I'd fooled him, though. I'd gone on vacation with the family. "I'm going to Disneyland," I told Truscott, and laughed the last time I'd seen him in D.C. The writer had only smirked in response. For anyone else, maybe a vacation was an ordinary thing. Happened all the time, twice a year sometimes. For the Cross family, it was a major event, a new beginning. Appropriately, a whole new world was playing in the hotel lobby as we passed through. "Come on, you pokes," Janny urged us as she ran ahead. Damon, newly minted teenager, was somewhat more reserved. He stuck close and held the door for Nana as we passed from air-conditioned comfort out into bright Southern California sunshine. Actually, it was a full-out attack on the senses from the moment we left the hotel. Scents of cinnamon, fried dough, and some kind of zingy Mexican food reached our noses all at the same time. I could also hear the distant roar of a freight train, or so it seemed, along with screams of terror. The good kind. The don't-stop kind. I'd heard enough of the other kind to appreciate the difference. Against all odds, I had put in for vacation, been approved, and actually gotten out of town before FBI Director Burns or his people came up with a half a dozen reasons why I couldn't go away at this time.